We've got mail. Temple quiz. I had my very first experience doing baptisms for the dead, and ever since then I have been doing research on temples. My favorite temple is the Salt Lake Temple. It stands out in the Salt Lake City skyline, and I was sealed to my family in this temple. Your temple quiz, January 2007, was the perfect thing to test my knowledge. I still have a lot to learn. Jake H., Utah. Surfing. I love the story, Surfing in the No Swim Zone, August 2006, which included the scripture Mosiah chapter 4, verse 30. It got me thinking about agency and how we can use it in our everyday lives. It shows how to resist peer pressure. I think this can be a lesson for all of us. Travis N., Utah. Teaching. I was glad that you put the Tips for Teaching section in the September 2006 New Era. It helps me to know that we are all teachers when it comes to teaching the gospel, and that we can always learn more about how to teach. Ryan B., Michigan. Joseph Smith Exhibit. In the December 2006 New Era is a picture on page 22 of some items from the Joseph Smith Log Cabin. Along with several nails, there is an item listed as a horseshoe. However, this is one half of an ox shoe. Since oxen have split hoofs, it was necessary to have two parts of the shoe for 1 foot. Oxen were the real work animals for freight wagons in the pioneer days. Elder Brian Knutson, Idaho. Editor's note. You're right. Thanks for the correction. Suggestion. I really like the New Era. There are some very good stories. I really like the posters, too. I think that you should include more stories about the lives of our prophets. That way, youth can know more about the Latter-day prophets. I also think it would be a good idea to talk more about Book of Mormon heroes and scriptures that are good to memorize. Jaron G., Oregon. Editor's note. We are always happy to get suggestions for the magazine. Please send them to the address on the inside front cover of the magazine or to newera@ldschurch.org. Praise to the Man. My sister and I read Praise to the Man, March 2006, and were surprised when it said the tune's origin is unknown. The tune of Praise to the Man is a Scottish bagpipe song called Scotland the Brave. It is one of the most well-known bagpipe songs and is also very patriotic. Since W.W. Phelps came to the United States from Scotland, it was probably a very special song to him. And using it to write a song in honor of his beloved prophet would have signified how close the prophet was to his heart. Preston S., Oregon. Editor's note. Thank you for bringing this to our attention. We should have more clearly stated that the tune is a traditional Scottish folk song by an unknown composer. We love hearing from you. Write us at the following address. Please include the names of your ward and stake, or branch and district. New Era, We've Got Mail, 50 East North Temple Street, Room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-3220, USA. Or email us at newera@ldschurch.org. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. End of section, We've Got Mail.